Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining us again on What Page Are You On? It me, Bethany Rutter, and I'm here with my hungover and suffering co-host. That's Alice Slater. We are both alive, Alice less so, but she's looking great, looking full of life.
Listen, thank you so much for saying that, because you were glowing.
Thank you.
The fire of 1,000 Glossier orders.
Yes.
And I feel like a husk.
But you're wearing your cool sunglasses, even though we are indoors. and they look very cool.
Thank you.
So this week we are celebrating the beginning of summer, or at least the promise of summer. And we're doing an episode about thrillers for you to read, potentially on holiday. We're calling it the Summer Thrillers episode. Because that is exactly the kind of thing that I like to read when I'm away. And indeed, have read some of these while on holiday. So, shall we begin with...
We'll begin with our paperback selection.
Yes. Which also happens to be our kind of...
The best
mutual fame. So we thought we'd start with He Said, She Said by Erin Kelly, because I feel like the other ones that we talk about, we might end up keep saying, it's really good, but it's not as good as He Said, She Said. So we thought we'd give you the groundwork of He Said, She Said first.
This is like the benchmark that the other thrillers could only aspire to reach.
Indeed. not just this year, but any year. And good news about He Said, She Said is that it's available on Kindle for a mere 99p, which I think is outrageous.
Hashtag not spons.
Hashtag not spon at all, but like love to give top tips. Oh, and it's number one bestseller in English crime. okay, so He Said, She Said.
He Said, She Said is a thriller about eclipse chasers. A couple are watching an eclipse and they witness an assault and support the victim in the reporting process. It all goes to court, and then the thriller is split between the present day, in which these two women are no longer friends, something bad went down, and the courtroom. And it is an absolute banger.
It is such a banger.
Banger through and through.
Yeah, and so it came out last year in hardback, and I know that it was one of your great regrets of last year was that when we did our favourite books of the year roundup, we neglected to mention He Said, She Said.
Yeah, because I read it in advance, and I just forgot. I didn't keep good enough track. I forgot that it had come out in 2017, not 2016. And you can't change your top 10.
You can't go back.
Because then someone knows who was, the bottom of the pile. You can't do that.
It would be rude. So now is He Said, She Said's time to shine on What Page Are You On? And shine does it. Alice very well summed up the plot. So in terms of what other people have said about it, Alice, do you want to explain what I'm about to do and why we're going to do it?
Okay, so whenever there is a big buzz thriller, there's a lot of hype surrounding it through like author quotes from, advertising campaigns. And obviously, 99% of the time, these things are comparing the book to Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Not always. So the way that we're going to approach this is we're going to have a little look at some of the quotes that have been released about the book, and then we're going to compare them to our findings as book scientists.
Yep. She says, peering over the top of her sunglasses. okay, so He Said, She Said, you've told us the plot. And now I'm going to tell you what some other people have said about it. So Sarah Perry, who wrote The Essex Serpent, said, it's so good. I was carrying it around the house. I was so gripped. Ruth Ware, who wrote In a Dark, Dark Wood, among other things, said, a gripping, twisting, furiously clever read. I loved it. And Marion Keyes, Queen of Ireland,
God love her,
said, it's magnificent, stunningly twisty plot and weep-makingly brilliant writing. Now, I think it at least lives up to all of those.
100%.
Yeah.
It's genuinely really twisty. Like, you can't... It's one of those books where you cannot possibly figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah. Without it being, like, a kind of bullshit...
Hashtag OMG that twist.
Yeah. A bullshit, improbable ending.
Yeah.
It's improbable within your own expectations rather than the world of the book.
Like, yeah,
you just can't conceive of everything that happens in that book. He Said, She Said is just such a banger.
And I love that world. I love that it's the very 1990s. It's like the bohemian eclipse chasers. And like, it's that streak is what I love so much about The Poison Tree.
Yeah.
And I just loved seeing, it's not the same world. It's different. It's not a kind of a rehash of that, but it has that similar kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I dig.
Cool 90s people. And I thought, I think the title I was a bit nervous about, because obviously that's, yeah, I think it's quite a provocative title. And yeah, I was kind of worried about the content of the book, but it is not what it sounds like at all. Like, it, the book is not questioning the truthfulness of people who report rapes. Like, it isn't what it, what the title suggests at all.
I think I would compare it to something like Apple Tree Yard.
Yeah, it's about the experience of experiencing a serious sexual assault and then putting yourself through the process. And yeah, I agree. I think Apple Tree Yard, so that's another thing we want to do, is like, if you liked blah blah blah, you might like this book. And I think if you liked Apple Tree Yard,
yeah,
you would like He Said She Said. I think it's definitely one of the most like juicy and gripping of her books, of Erin Kelly's books.
I think, because I'm such a big Erin Kelly fan, I would say for me it's become what I would call the Holy Trinity, like, of Kelly's backlist. So The Poison Tree, The Burning Air, and He Said, She Said.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you could start with any one of those and you'd be
sold.
Set, yeah. Set to read through the rest.
I cannot wait to read whatever Erin does next.
Oh, I know! I know what the title is. Ah, I'm not going to tell you.
And she, so there was an event a few weeks ago with Erin Kelly, and she talked about the plot of the book, and it sounds extremely juicy, so there is a lot to look forward to in Erin Kelly land. So, yeah, He Said, She Said, a good place to start, because it bangs.
It bangs.
It does bang hard.
And I feel like it's always a good sign if someone's backlist is rejacketed to match their new book, and that's what's happened.
Yes, yes.
Good work, pal.
Okay, so here is another one. Darling by Rachel Edwards. The plot of Darling by Rachel Edwards is that a black woman meets a white man, and he has a teenage daughter, and it's just about the power struggle between this new wife and the stepdaughter that is juicy and thrilling. That's kind of the plot in a nutshell, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, fair assessment. So it's set just immediately after the Brexit referendum results come through. And I think more than just the standard kind of tension between, like, a new family trying to settle in, the daughter also, she's, like, hanging out with this guy who's really involved in, like, the book's equivalent of the BNP.
Yeah.
There is, like, a real kind of streak of racism. It's not even a streak of racism. Like, the character experiences a huge amount of racism.
Even from her own stepdaughter.
Yeah.
So it's about those kind of uncomfortable family dynamics in a step family times a million because of the racial and racism dynamics. I think a thing about Darling that is worth mentioning is that it is literally the only example I can think of which is a thriller written by a black woman.
Yeah, I can't think of another one.
And that's probably, like, partly our white idiocy showing, but also I think the white idiocy of the publishing industry not publishing more thrillers by black people, and especially black women, given that women are massively overrepresented as thriller writers.
Yeah, I think that genre in general is very white. Literary fiction, you're going to find much more diversity, but genre fiction is very white.
Whether or not it's heavily in favour of female authors or not. Yeah, I agree. So Rachel Edwards is a black lady. So that's, you know, at least, I think, something in its own right about this book. So what people have said about this book, Eleanor Wasserberg, who wrote Foxlow, said, "A brilliant and surprising chameleon of a novel. The twists and turns left me reeling." Kate Hamer, who wrote The Girl in the Red Coat, did you read that?
I did. I loved it. Absolutely banged.
I thought that was great too.
And also my mother, Gina, described that as a very special book, which I thought was pretty beautiful.
Oh, that's a very Gina review. I love it. She said, "A page-turning thriller that grips the reader. I read through the night to discover the dramatic denouement." I think it isn't the most, like, on a plot level, thrilling book, but I think it's such a, like, gripping and compelling read for other reasons. What do you think?
I agree. I feel like while there is a turn, which surprised me, like, I don't think anyone could guess quite where the plot is going to go. At the same time, though, I feel like that it, that's not what gripped me. I think the two voices. So the chapters are it's checkerboarded between the stepdaughter's diary and a first person narrative from the stepmother. Both voices were just so compelling.
I agree. It took me a while. I feel like the stepdaughter, who's called Lola, it took a while for her voice to really ring true for me. It was a bit over the top how an adult would think a teenager would talk at the beginning.
You know what? I actually kind of disagree, because although we've both read lots of books that are adults writing teenage voices, but I have my diaries from when I was that age, not live journal, when a little bit younger, my private diaries. Live journal,
yeah.
And that is how I would write. Now, I wasn't so mean, but that is how I would write. I would write lots of really cringy shit that I picked up from reading magazines and reading what adults would write for children to read, if that makes
sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. I actually thought the teenage voice was, like, on point.
Okay, cool. Maybe you're right. It took me a little while to, like, learn to love that voice, but I thought, even from the beginning, Darling, who is the stepmother character,
yeah,
I found her voice very compelling.
And I really loved... I love any book that has a lot of food in it.
Yeah.
And this book has a lot of food in it. I love that.
Yeah. So even though most of the book is quite low-key in terms of thriller, but has this very, like, exciting human interaction dynamic, which feels very kind of dangerous, the last, I'd say, 10-20% is actually very, like, unpredictable and thrilling.
Yeah, like, yeah. It turns it all the way up. It really does.
Yeah, and it all adds up. Like, there wasn't anything where I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, you know, though, but there was one moment for me, which this would be a spoiler, so I'm not going to say.
Okay, we can talk about it later.
We can talk about it later, but, like, I'm going to, like, just subtly say, like, the underwear thing that leads to a big moment.
Yeah, that was kind of silly.
It felt like a big jump to me.
Yeah.
That felt like a bit of a jump. But yeah. I feel like I'm prepared to suspend my disbelief. If the writing is good, I'm going to go along for the ride anyway.
And I think the writing is good. Yeah. I'm very looking forward to seeing what else she does. So that was Darling by Rachel Edwards. Next up, let's do one of the lady books, as in, like, you know, there's two that have quite similar titles. And I think we shouldn't do them back to back because it might be
confusing.
So let's do the one that you've read and I haven't read, which is The Perfect Girlfriend by Karen Hamilton.
I feel like you're in for a treat and I'm excited for you to read this book. So The Perfect Girlfriend is... now, this is one I have to be really careful about because I can't remember what exactly would be a spoiler. So let me just have a quick look. Okay, yeah, so The Perfect Girlfriend is about a woman called Juliet. She and her boyfriend broke up, like, 6 months before the book begins. She spent that 6 months training to become a flight attendant so she can work with him where he is at... She spends that 6 months training to be a flight attendant so she can try and infiltrate his place of work. He's a pilot, and I think that kind of sums up what kind of wild ride we're in for.
The kind of woman who would train to be a flight attendant so she can spy on her pilot boyfriend.
Yeah. And, like, it is a completely wild ride. I feel like I would compare it to something like You by Caroline Kepnes, yeah. But instead of a man stalking a woman, it's a woman stalking a man.
Which is cooler anyway.
Yeah, it's a fun little twist on the classic. And the thing with this book, though, I think the best way that I can sum it up is that we talk about whether or not we can see twists coming. This character is, like... She's on another planet. Like, you can't predict someone whose behavior is that unpredictable. Yeah, yeah. Like, she is fucking wild. There is nothing she won't do. There is no, like, line that she will not cross. Yep. There is no, like, box she won't open. There is no underwear that she won't sniff. Like, she is fucking wild.
I love her.
And
I
also,
like her already.
I think for, like, a holiday read as well, because it's all set, it's, like, very kind of, it's set in this very liminal world where, because they're working on an airline, they get these, like, peeps into this incredibly affluent lifestyle, but they're there for one night after working a 14-hour shift. So they'll be in, like, the bougiest hotel in Bali for a single night, and then they're all back on the plane again, or, like, two nights, three nights.
So what do other people say about it?
Okay, let's have a look.
Fiona Cummins, I'm a fan of her. What does she say?
I can't read.
Fiona Cummins, author of Rattle, says...
Oh, there we go. Brilliant and terrifying. Oh, and Laura Marshall, who I enjoy, she wrote a book called Friend Request.
We met her at Evan's
Launch.
We
did.
She said,
thrillingly different and totally gripping. I loved it.
And then CJ Tudor, author of The Chalk Man, which I haven't read, but I like this little quote. Yeah.
The CJ Tudor, one of the best twisted narrators I've ever read.
Would you agree with that?
I think they're all accurate. And so, like, I think this is like a low key banger. It's not flawless, but I can't discuss the flaws without just revealing major spoilers. Yeah. But it's not flawless. Just like Darling, there is a moment that frustrated me because it felt like a big behavioral reach. Jump. Yeah. But as I said, if it's good writing, I'm on board. Yeah. And I think it's a great one to read on holiday because it's all about being on holiday, essentially. But also if that's your job.
Yeah. And not even the fun parts.
Yeah, just all the shit parts.
Yeah, I would probably have overlooked this as... I don't know. Not to go off on like a specific tangent about this, but I feel like there are just... And we've probably talked about this before. We probably talked about it on the episode of Hello Friend where we first talked about books on a podcast. But I feel like there are just so many thrillers out now that it's very hard to know which ones are going to be good. And I feel like sometimes I read a title or I see a cover and I'm just like, this just feels like it's going to be just another one of... I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'd compare it to. It's like, you know, when you're on holiday and there's a difference between a restaurant that is worth traveling across the city for and a restaurant that's fine if you're in the neighborhood and you need to eat.
Yeah.
And like with thrillers, I think there's a big difference between the books that whatever you're doing, whatever you're in the mood for, this is an amazing book and you have to read it now, you're going to have a great time. And then the books that if you're in the mood for a thriller and you're going on holiday,
it will not challenge you or not annoy you.
You're going to have a good time. And I feel like in this podcast, we're discussing a mix of the two.
Yes, I agree.
Like, The Perfect Girlfriend is not one that I would be recommending to people who don't enjoy thrillers.
Yeah. Well, as he said, she said, I think anyone
would. Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I'm now quite looking forward to reading that, having not really had any interest in reading it or hadn't. I don't know, I feel like we probably hadn't talked about it in great detail until now. You hadn't sold it. I feel like we hadn't talked about it enough for you to have sold it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we do the one that I have read and you have not read?
Perfect.
Which I read on a plane on the way to Cape Town. So it very much fits what this episode is about. Holiday reading. So it's The Woman in the Window by AJ Finn, which has obviously... done extremely well, been very, very popular, sold enormous quantities. So Woman in the Window is about a woman who is agoraphobic and has been in her New York apartment home for many months without really leaving beyond her front porch. While she is chilling at home, she watches a lot of kind of Hitchcock films, old thrillers, noir, and that is very much like the tone of the film. And one day she sees something from her window. She sees a murder happening. And it's just kind of about that, about her trying to figure out what happened while also not being able to leave her house. So she is the woman in the window, and she also sees... The Woman in the Window.
It's like the title The Couple Next Door.
Indeed.
And it's actually The Couple Next Door to the
in many ways, yes. So that is the premise. Our friend Gillian Flynn, I wish she was our friend.
Wish she was our friend so badly.
She's like a spiritual friend. Said it's astounding, thrilling, amazing. Stephen King. Ever heard of him?
Never.
He says, one of those rare books that really is unputdownable. Val McDermid, who we love and respect immensely, said, twisted to the power of Max. So those are like three big names that have bigged up this book. And like, as a thriller, I think it is very, very juicy. I think you'll really like it when you get around to it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to read it. I would have read it by now, but someone kept lending their copy to other people. Yeah. People who aren't me.
The copy wasn't mine.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I'll just have to buy it.
Ooh.
I buy books.
Yeah.
I buy them.
Got to keep that publishing industry alive. I think you will really like it when you get around to it. I think you'll like it for the juicy, juicy plot. I think you'll like it for the kind of noir Hitchcock thriller vibes.
That's what like makes it appealing to me.
Yeah.
I do like a thriller that has
a lineage.
But just, yeah, like, just something, some meat on its bones. Yeah. Like, something that you can say, so this is the plot, but this is actually what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, with He Said, She Said, it's the world of Eclipse Chasers. With The Perfect Girlfriend, it's the world of flight attendants. This, it's a world of a cineast who is obsessed with Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Banging, I love
very
it.
Very much, yes. And it works so well as a thriller. You know, it makes enough sense. It's not one of those big promises that ultimately lets you down on a plot level. I think you'll like it. I'm looking forward to you reading it.
I'm going to read it and then we can talk about it in the privacy of not being recorded.
Indeed. Privacy of the pub. But yeah, it's even on the Amazon page for it, it says, get ready for the biggest thriller of 2018. And it really has been like a big one, I think.
I mean, I agree. I don't know if I would say it's like, it's not one that I've seen everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not seeing... People haven't, like, been atting me on Twitter recommending it.
Yeah. Like, what other thrillers have come out this year that you would say are bigger than...
Lullaby.
Yeah.
If we can call Lullaby a thriller.
Yeah.
Because we read it at my workbook club and they did not like it and they did not feel like it was a thriller at all.
Interesting.
So I handed it my notice. Fuck them.
I no longer work there.
But I feel like that we're now approaching some, like, the thriller season. So it's too early to tell right now.
Yeah, and this was released in January.
Exactly.
Which is, like, a wild time.
Well, it's not a wild time if the paperback was coming out in the summer, but yeah, the paperback is coming out in, like, December.
Because they can be complacent about releasing the paperback because people are still buying the hardback, I guess.
I think it's like the girl on the train.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a girl on post girl on the train world now.
Yeah.
Thrillers stay in paper and hardback for way longer than they used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, good. Get your dollar.
Get that dollar, AJ Finn. Oh, yeah. So now maybe we can talk about my pet hate, my little bugbear, which only this week I was talking to friend of the pod, Will Dean, about. I don't know how you feel about this. Maybe you feel, like, less extreme about this than me, but I'm really not into this thing of, like, male thriller writers pretending or obscuring the fact that they are men by using
George Eliot-ing. Reverse George Eliot-ing.
Yeah, but it's almost like they only do... It only really happens for thrillers. So AJ Finn is a man, but you wouldn't know that if you read the book. You would read the book because most thrillers are written by women, as we said. Most thrillers are written by white ladies.
Because the biggest buyers of thrillers are white ladies.
Yeah. So you would read this book and you would assume, because the protagonist is a woman and it's a lady book, that it was written by a woman. And AJ Finn could be anyone of any gender or no gender at all. There is no author photo
in the book. Ooh, that's like going one step further.
That's what I thought as well. I thought this isn't just your average, like, initial user. This is someone that is deliberately obscuring the fact that they're a man. So I'm not about it. I feel like I genuinely don't have a problem with men writing thrillers and men writing thrillers that have female protagonists. Like, on my shelf, I'm looking at, like, Peter Swanson, who I think is very good.
Great book. Yeah. His airport book.
Yeah.
Airport book. Yeah.
Yeah, there are many dudes like that.
S.J. Watson.
Yeah, is another person that I think for a long time readers
people
assumed
are always surprised that he is a man.
Yeah,
but to his credit, like, his book came out, I think, at a different time. I'm not sure that he was necessarily ever trying to, like,
obscure his
gender.
Yeah,
because his photo was always in the book.
Interesting.
And I think the lack of author photo of on a hardback is fucking suspect.
I agree, and I don't like it, and I think
also because I feel like a lot of women just don't want to read a man writing violence against women.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a whole different chat for a whole different day, but I just think, be honest about it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't have liked this book any less if I'd known it was written by a man. It turns me off to know that the man that wrote it knows that there's something wrong with it. Like, that puts me, like, makes me feel uncomfortable.
And then on the flip side, we just mentioned C.J. Tudor, who's a woman.
interesting.
Yeah, but her book, so her book, I have read The Chalk Man. It's fine. It's fine. You know, it's fine. It's very, very Stephen King-esque. Like, it is basically the plot of It, but with a serial killer instead of a ghost clown. And I feel like she has gone with CJ Tudor. She's, like, obscured her gender to try and appeal to men as well.
Interesting.
And what the fuck is this? Like, are we all 9-year-olds saying that we don't want to read a boy book? Like, yeah. Or a girl book? Yeah. Like, it shouldn't matter. I don't know. It really fucking gets at my chuff. Especially because, what's his name? AJ Finn. That's the whole name is a pseudonym, right?
Yeah.
Like, no aspect of that is his actual name.
No, and he was, like, a literary agent. So, he knows. Like, this, that's the sound of me tapping on my computer keyboard to find out who this person really is. But yeah, he was like a literary agent. So he's someone that knows how to do these things. He knows the biz. Yeah.
You clacky little nails. It's like listening to a dog walk across a lino.
So his real name is Daniel Mallory. So no part of this is AJ Finn. You know, like, no, yeah. It's not, yeah. So that's my beef.
I have an important question, though.
Hit me.
Two questions about this book. Is there a description of breasts or a vagina, and is there a woman masturbating?
Not that I can remember.
Because that is how low the bar is.
Yeah, I read it in January, I read it on a plane. So here is how gripping this book is. Me and my dad both managed to read it on one flight to Cape Town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's that juicy that, like, he started it and finished it, passed it to me, and I started and finished it.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to, like, buy it today.
It's very juicy. So for all I've said about how I'm not impressed with, like, the fact that he's concealing the fact that he's a man, I was very impressed with the book.
You know, this is something I actually would just love to know. If you have an opinion on this topic, please feel free to send us a tweet. About this. I want to know if you care. Like, yeah. are you particularly put off by thrillers written by men? So would this information piss you off? Do you really not care? Does it not matter at all?
Yeah.
Give us your opinions.
Yeah, this isn't like a thing that I lie awake at night thinking about. And I'm, you know, I think it's not a useful or interesting topic. But I think on a, like, small level, it did annoy me to see that someone has so calculatingly tried to obfuscate the fact that they're a dude. That's my take. So that's The Woman in the Window. I would really recommend it as a juicy thriller. Should we do The Wife Between Us?
Let's do The Wife Between Us.
So The Wife Between Us is written by two people, which I always think is a bad sign. So it's written by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen.
It's a fun name to say, though.
Yes, I assume Finnish, but who knows. What's that about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how one goes about writing a book with another person.
So if you are interested in this as a concept, listen to the episode that we did.
Oh, yeah.
About, oh my God, what a complete Ashling, with Sarah and Ema, because they did write a book between the two of them. And the way they did it is very wild, but just, like, they had to write that together because the group was mutually theirs, and yeah, that made sense. But to choose to write a thriller with someone else, maybe we should do it. Maybe we should write a What Page Are You On thriller just to see how hard it is.
That would actually be so much fun. We should do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, done.
Bish bash bosh. Coming 2020, just to give us a little bit of time. Okay, so The Wife Between Us. How do we explain this plot? Because there's something, like, there's stuff about it that we absolutely cannot give away.
Okay, so I can nutshell it, because this is one that I thought about.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the premise of this book is scorned ex-wife is on the peripheries of stalking her ex-husband and his new, much younger fiancé.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing about this book, man. Oh wait, what did the other people say first?
What did other people say about this book?
Because this is the one that was like hashtag OMG that twist was the hype machine behind it.
Okay, what else? Who? What? Okay. Karen Slaughter, who's sold a few books in her time, said, a clever thriller with masterful twists.
If Nigel Slater's my dad, Karen Slaughter's my mom.
Yes.
She's my Halloween mom.
So Lauren Weisberger, who wrote The Devil Wears Prada, said, a twisty, mind-bending novel about marriage and betrayal, a must-read. So these are all quite fluffy quotes.
They're like, quite, yeah, they're non-specific. Quite bland.
Yeah. So I think, in terms of juicy plot, this is not a bad one. I think in terms, yeah, plot level, I'm into it. I'm into the way that it pans out. I'm into a lot of it. I think the writing is really bad.
Really?
Yeah, there was just some things about it. It was very, like, tell, don't show.
Okay.
It was very, like, a lot of exposition. But I think it's okay. Like, it's fine. Like,
I didn't hate it. I wasn't mad at it.
Yeah.
And, like, bad writing. I guess everyone has a different writing style
that can grate. Yeah.
And for me, this wasn't a grater. I was, like, chill with writing style. In fact, I think I read this book over a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, a one that you can get down you very quickly. But, yeah, I thought at least the plot was kind of good enough to make me not annoyed at having read it. I like the plot. The plot is great. And the plot kind of keeps going right to the end.
So I feel like there are three turns in this book. The first two, I was gagging.
Yeah, like, especially the first one.
The first one is amazing.
Yeah.
And for me, that, like, sums up what a twist should be.
Yes, agree.
So I was wrong to call it a turn. It is a true twist.
Yeah.
Because it rearticulates everything else that's happened in the book.
Yes.
It changes everything that's happened.
And you don't go, that doesn't make sense, that doesn't work. Like, yeah. What about this thing? You're like, oh my God.
You're like, fuck me sideways. Yeah. Like, that is brilliant.
I've been had.
I feel a mug.
Yeah, the mug is me.
And you know, I remember there is definitely a second turn, and I can't remember what it is now.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But there was a second moment that I was like, fuck me, she's done it again. They've done it again. I can't believe it. The final turn is one turn too many.
Yeah.
Then I'm like right back where I started, you know?
I agree.
It was too much. And I knew you would hate it because it is the exact same twist in another book that I know you didn't like.
Interesting. We can talk about that off the air because I can't remember what that book is. So, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I can't believe you can't remember the book that has the final. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You know, I don't remember any books.
You remember this one because you hated it so much.
Cool. So, yeah, I would really recommend The Wife Between Us as, like, this is very much compelling holiday reading.
Yeah.
It is unchallenging. It is, like, satisfying. It is juicy. It is easy. I feel like it's the closest. I think we've kind of forgotten our grand plan to recommend similar. You know, if you like this thing,
we can go back over.
Yeah.
But not all books have, like, a natural sister.
Yeah.
You know, like,
whereas I feel like this is very much kind of girl on the train-y, just in terms of that kind of suburban life, city life, husband dynamic. I don't know. Like, it's better than that.
I think also, I would actually say that, so I read it the weekend after reading The Perfect Girlfriend, and it does have a similar vibe of, like, woman who will stop at nothing for this totally average man.
Yeah.
And I know that that vibe isn't going to be for everyone, but, you know,
It's a pretty good book. Like, yeah. I think it's a very juicy thriller. Juicy is my favourite word.
I know, it's your word of the app.
Yes. Hello again. You didn't know that we went anywhere, but Alice and I just...
We just had a huddle.
We had a sidebar, in which we talked about another book that we were planning to talk about for this episode, but in the recording of our chat, we discovered that neither of us really liked it. And if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you will know that one thing we don't like to do is talk about books that neither of us enjoyed. So, although we were intending to talk about six books, please enjoy this five-book episode.
And the reason is, I know that this might sound, like, really frustrating, and that I know that loads of people are going to at us asking what the book was, but we're talking about books that we recommend, and there's no point in us discussing a book that we then say that we don't recommend. I don't want the author to hear that.
Exactly.
And I don't want to put people off reading it, because, as we've discovered, like, I really enjoyed The Wife Between Us and the writing, rather, of The Wife Between Us, and Bert was less of a fan of the writing style. Like, everyone has different turn-ons and turn-offs. And we don't want to be, like, turning people off a book that they might really enjoy.
Yeah, and also, like, I know people have kind of questioned our policy of not talking about things that we don't like, but we're not critics.
Yeah, we're not reviewers.
We are not book critics. We are not book reviewers. We're
lovers.
Yes.
Not haters.
Yeah, we are people that like reading books and like talking about books. And I know that Alice and I always have more fun when we're talking about things that we did like rather than things that we didn't like, as a starting point. And then there's also, like, tinged with the guilt of talking negatively about a book, like, which makes it even less enjoyable.
I don't think the other thing, like, it wasn't a good chat because I kept, like, losing my train of thought because I couldn't be honest because I didn't want to say anything that felt too mean.
We felt very inhibited during that chat.
And I think that's one of the things I felt about recording this whole episode, is that one of the best things about discussing thrillers is ripping apart the ending, the bits you liked, you didn't like, and really getting into, like, the fucking meat of the twist. And it was really hard to do, even for the books we really enjoyed. We're already holding back a lot because we don't want to fill the episode with spoilers,
which we haven't done.
We successfully did not spoil anything for anyone apart from maybe this episode by this fucking this chat at the end.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode in which we talked about He Said She Said by Erin Kelly. We talked about Darling by Rachel Edwards. We talked about The Wife Between Us by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. We talked about The Perfect Girlfriend by Karen Hamilton. We talked about The Woman in the Window by AJ Finn. We done good.
That was a lot of chat.
And I feel like we have left people with 5 potential recommendations.
And if we've missed off any big thrillers that are coming out this summer, please let us know, because we would like to read them.
We'd like to read them, let alone you. We don't care about you. We want to know stuff for us to read. What are you reading right now, Alice?
Right now, so I just finished Darling this morning.
Cool.
In my hungover bed, and I picked up to begin the new Louise O'Neill, not new anymore actually, but Almost Love by Louise O'Neill.
I really want to read that.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a bold, uncompromising depiction of obsession and love.
You know I'm all about that.
Exactly, it's like our favourite thing, obsessive love.
I've been there.
Maybe we'll do an obsessive love episode.
Literally my favourite topic.
Yeah.
What
are you reading right now, Bert? I already know the answer to that.
I'm reading Normal People by Sally Rooney.
Yes!
I'm feeling like a smug bitch.
So excited to talk to you about that.
I cannot wait to talk to you about it.
It's out in September.
That's a long old time to wait to talk about it on the pod.
Maybe we will.
We will talk about it.
Yeah, we definitely will. I think it'll be a book club book.
I think it'll be a book club book too. I was going to WhatsApp you about that and I was like, no, I'll just see you. I'll chat to you. Cool. So thank you so much for joining us. Alice, where can people find you on the internet?
At Smoking Tofu, no G.
I am at Bethany Rutter. We are at What Page Pod. Email us. If you want to send us books, definitely email us.
Yes, please.
Also, here's a thing that I keep meaning to do at the end of every episode. We provide this service free of charge. We aren't sponsored. We don't have a Patreon. But one thing that if you enjoy this podcast, you could do that would help us would be to go on your podcast app of choice and leave us a positive/5-star rating if you so feel so inclined. Yeah, that's all we ask for you to do in exchange for the hours and hours of quality content you have consumed from our little brains. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.